You are listening to Roundtable. We believe in the power of an apology and in the importance of not wasting the power of those two little words. But in the workplace, is making an apology a good or bad move? Yes, I think...
I'm sorry.
What happened?
That I have to interrupt you to tell you that I'm not saying I'm sorry anymore because according to Michael Kerr, an international business speaker and author of The Humor Advantage, he says I shouldn't do it anymore because it basically shows that you are passive or indecisive and actually might create a sense of lack of confidence. So... Hashtag not sorry.
And I think it's kind of troubling in a way that usually you find women apologizing a lot more. And sometimes I don't think we mean that we're sorry, but it's more like a way of padding.
Maybe you guys are doing a lot of stuff you need to say sorry
for. No, we did it right. But just to make the other party feel better or to make the room comfortable, we say, oh, I'm sorry. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
so if, Ryan, you are correct, then I think a lot of us in the female...
Quick, ladies, stop saying sorry. Don't do it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost in our nature in a way, or maybe we're being raised that way, which is not always good, it feels like.
Also in the Asian culture, when you say I'm sorry, it makes you feel more polite or something.
Oh, this is not just an Asian culture. Yeah. I actually picked this up in English in the UK when women apologize so often. Sometimes it's like, oh, I'm sorry, but there's always the apology that comes with it. So... are there ways? Well, also, I think there are certain circumstances that maybe apologizing is kind of necessary. I think.
Yeah. I mean, I think when it's your fault, when you've done something, when you're late to work because you chose to do something you didn't have to do. I mean, saying sorry is necessary sometimes when you've had oversight or you didn't care enough or actually you know the blame falls on you. Then you should admit to it and say, I'm sorry. But otherwise, I think you should never apologize with things that are out of your control. Because in a way, saying sorry is like a loss of face. It's saying, I realize I was wrong, right? Mm-hmm. And when you say that to someone, you give them this kind of power saying, I saw him admit to me that he's wrong or she's wrong. So I would never apologize for something I had no control over. Then why would I say I'm sorry? I didn't have any control in that situation. But I guess what I'm trying to say is things that you did have control of. You're like, I came in late to a meeting because I decided to go to the donut shop before going into work. And anyways, I would say, guys, I'm so sorry. Let's jump right in. I was starving. I had to get something to eat so we can really do this work and I can pay attention to everything you guys have to say. Something like that. You know, make sure, too, you can kind of take that sorry and twist it a little bit. Maybe add some other stuff to it to make it seem less of a hit to your confidence.
Yeah, I think in the workplace, it is more formal. And when you make an apology, it is official. So... you need to make sure that you can own it. And saying you're sorry is pretty much saying that you are responsible.
Yeah, so like, let's say if I was late to a meeting, I said, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. That would also, maybe I could say it in a different way, guys. There's always a different way to say something. You could say, thank you so much for your patience. I know your time is valuable, so let's dive into this meeting. That's not saying sorry.
Ooh, that's a way to circumvent it.
Ooh.
Yes, and I guess sometimes not saying those exact words, but showing that you feel bad about the situation can get yourself sort of off the hook and without feeling bad about it.
Yeah, guys, I'm sorry.
Well, that's one personal trait I like about you is that you own it even when you say you're sorry.
Thanks.
You're listening to Roundtable, and that brings us to the end of today's show. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye, everybody.